Snow Mobile. To return an item that I bought from a store that it is not what it's supposed to be, so, and then I'll look for something else, and then a couple of other places to pick up some items I'm missing, and then by the grocery store to get something to fix for lunch later, and then back to the house. So what you up to today, Bill?
XYL and I are going over to Liberty to visit Lane's sister and her husband. But right now I'm sitting in a parking lot at Publix while she's inside doing some shopping. I guess take something to her sister, I suppose. That's basically what I'm doing, over.
Understand that, and I've been there, done that years ago. And I'll take the wife grocery shopping, and I sit out in the car while she goes in and gets whatever she's going to get, so. And I'll, these days I do my own shopping, or else I order online and have it delivered, so. You know, that's one of the things that makes it nice about the new services that are available. I can call, go online, order what I want, get it picked up at Publix where I order it from, and I'm in business, so. Going by a church over here, filling a water tank for something over here, a fire hydrant, and awesome. Guess they're putting out some more, like grass seed or something out, and going to water it.
Well, we had some pretty good rain here a couple days ago. I had put a bunch of mulch out. We've got a lot of daffodils coming up. It's really pretty. It's about time every year it comes up, usually before the end of the February. But they are really out there. That rain helped. But I was going to ask you about the delivery. Is that a free service? And evidently you like it. We've never used it, but I see... I'm at Publix right now, so, but I see like Walmart and Publix, some other places where they looks like a lot of people are using that service.
Hey, I pay for the annual membership, $99. That way, I don't have to pay anything for my deliveries. I usually give the driver a fee for actually doing the driving work, because there's a driver, they'll go in and take your order, they'll go in and pick up all the items you want. It's not like you pick the order. They go in with a shopping list and get everything you want, and it's paid for through the system, or it's ready for them. I don't know which it is. I haven't done it. But it's a service called Shipt, S-H-I-P-T. And my sister's been using them for years, and I thought I'd try it out when I had COVID again a couple of weeks ago, and I needed some groceries and couldn't go. So, and now it's just a way to get stuff without having to go. And since they deal with my drugstore, which is Walgreens, if I need something from there, or they go to Publix, which is the place I like my groceries to come from, and this area. So, you know, the company has a bunch of shoppers, and the shoppers go out and pick up what your order is, and then they come bring it back to you and deliver it, and they bring it to your door, and they will deliver it to your porch or your doorstep, and then you take it on inside, and you're in business again.
That's good. I know Lane's pretty particular about what she buys, and she's, I don't have to say not the most internet savvy person. I guess maybe someday she could do that, but it takes something drastic for her to start using that service. You know, are you going to operate the South Carolina QSO party?
I didn't.
No, it's the 24th. It happens to be the same day as a South Carolina Republican primary.
Yeah, that's, I will probably work that. I mean, I finished pretty high in it several years ago. I didn't do it last year because I was out of town that weekend. But I think I'll probably participate in it this year. And I'll haven't done that in a couple of years, so I can give it a try. And I'd forgotten that it was coming up soon. I saw the date here a while back and I forgot about it. But now that you remind me, I will remember.
You'll have to get in there and join the fray. Some of the rules have changed, so be sure to read the rules.
I can do that. I'll do that. But also the software I use for logging my N3FJP, they've updated their software to take into account. They put out a new version of the logging software for the South Carolina CUSO party because they've taken into account the changes in rules that they've done here in South Carolina. In fact, I think he released some the other day. He released eight updates to eight different CUSO parties software for different states. So he's pretty good about keeping up to date with what the rules are for the different contests.
I'm sure I know the. I'm on the SAQP committee, so I help with some of that. But the big thing is not being aware the software has changed is actually when you're operating. It used to be the multipliers were once per mode, and but now it's changed. It's for band. It's just like most of them. Instead of once per mode, it's it's once per mode per band. It used to be once you worked them, that was pretty much it. But it's once per mode per band.
The other day, I was reading through some of that, and I read that part of it. Yeah, I scratched my head a little bit about that. I gave it some thought, and then I realized what they were doing. Actually, you can get more multipliers by working the same station on four or five different bands and on different modes, and you know, and then you can get the you get all the extra multipliers.
If you're working a mobile, every time they're if you want to call it Rover or Expedition or whatever, you can work them again for every county they're in. But anyway, the XYL is back here. She gave you some flowers. We're going to Liberty. I was telling you about that. But Blaine's sister's husband had some surgery, so he's going to like these flowers. I think probably these as much for Blaine's sister as it is for him. They're pretty though. Got some roses in there and all kinds of daisies and all kinds of stuff. I'm gonna say 73 is rusty. Maybe catch you on the 24th. Anyway, have a good day. N4AQ.
Hey, okay, Bill. You have a good day. Be careful out there on the road. Say hello to that sweet lady you're married to. I haven't talked to her in ages, or I haven't seen her in ages. It's been several years. So anyway, be careful this afternoon. We'll catch you later. N4IQ, W2T Mobile.